Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz is proposing a countywide assessment system instead of each town and village doing its own assessments. So first off, what are your thoughts on this proposal?
Well, first of all, I've been digesting what this will mean, and there's definitely pluses and minuses. And I understand his rationale for wanting to be more efficient, and a countywide assessment process would have some efficiencies. There wouldn't be the duplication of efforts from town to town. I think that's a positive. Another positive is there's some smaller towns that don't have the resources to keep up with the assessment process. They probably have a part-time assessor. And I can see where the county stepping in with their resources and manpower would assist those towns. But the minuses are very significant. I think you lose the personal contact with the assessor's office. I think you lose the personal knowledge that these local assessors and assessment offices bring to the communities that they serve. The Board of Assessment Reviews in each town are made up of local real estate folks who live in the area, know the area well, and I think provide a very valuable service to the town residents and business property owners. So I think there are some pluses, but I think if it went full countywide, I would have to say that I'm afraid we'd lose too much of the personal connection to the assessment process that we really, really need.
How vital is that personal touch with the town assessor?
I think it's very vital. In fact, just this week, and it's only Wednesday, I've had discussions with two different town assessors personally, and they each said they would get involved in a case that I brought to them and gave them some information about the properties that they weren't aware of. And they're going to inspect the properties. They're going to review what I submit to them. All of this before grievance day, which comes up at the end of May. So they're doing this outside of the formal process because they know every property is unique. They're willing to listen to each case individually. And I'm afraid we're going to lose that personal connection if we do all of this at the countywide level.
How likely do you think this will get approved, this countywide assessment system?
As I said earlier, I think there's pluses and minuses. So you're going to have certain people that say, we want the efficiencies. We want to save some tax dollars if we can by not duplicating efforts town by town. And the rural communities certainly are smaller communities that would like the assistance. But I think the larger municipalities, which make up the bulk of the voting populace, are going to be very fearful of losing the personal connection they now have with the town assessor's office. I think there's a level of comfort that comes with knowing you can pick up the phone, call your local assessor who you may know personally, and have your problem examined and have your case reviewed. And if you go in front of an assessment review board, it's your local neighbors who are realtors or brokers or attorneys or those in the real estate business. There's a real level of comfort in knowing that. And there's also an ease to it. You're right on Main Street in Williamsville or, you know, close by. And if it's at the countywide level, I think there's at least a perception of separation with those who are the decision makers from those who need their properties examined. So I think there's going to be a real concern about centralizing this at the county level as opposed to the local level.
How likely could there be inaccuracies if they go on a county level as opposed to keeping it with each village and town?
I'm not as concerned with the inaccuracies of the process of assessing. I'm more concerned with the availability of having reviews done once these new assessments would come out. Because everybody's looking at the same sales data. Whether you look at it from the county level or from the town level, I don't have a problem with that. Where I have the issue is the property owner that has a unique situation and wants their case heard or reviewed or an inspection done. How likely is it that you can have that done now that everything's done out of one office in the county? It might be more cumbersome. I don't know. I'm just kind of guessing if you lose the local attention, you're going to lose the responsiveness that comes with having the local assessors. And I work with every assessor in Western New York, and we just have great teams of not only assessors, but the assessor's staffs behind them. They have appraisal knowledge. They know the marketplace, residential, commercial, and they're on top of things. And this is their community, and I think they serve it very, very well. And I just wouldn't want to lose that personal service and connection that we now have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.